Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, the plant that's the source of chocolate has a crisis of its own. Cacao has never recovered from a fungal epidemic that struck generations ago. All chocolate lovers know the price of their favorite confection keeps going up. Joining me now from San Jose, Costa Rica, is Miles Karp. He wrote about this for the New York Times in a piece called A Battle to Save the World's Favorite Treat, Chocolate. You can link to it at our website, onpointradio.org. Miles Karp, welcome. Nice to have you.
Thank you. Hi, Jane.
So tell us about cacao. What exactly is it?
Cacao is a tree that produces a pod, which looks sort of like a football, maybe something like a cross between a football and a pumpkin. And inside that are seeds, which get fermented, ground up, processed, and turned into chocolate.
So that's the process of turning the cacao into the chocolate. It's fermenting those interior seeds of the plant?
And the plant is in trouble right now. The trees are sickly around the world. There are a few different diseases that are threatening it. The most virulent one is frosty pod rot, which turns these pods into mummies, basically. It coats them with this white fungal rot. Then the pods just don't mature, and the plants die.
And what's the origin of that? What's the origin of the frosty pod rot? Do we know?
The origin, it's a fungus that seems to have evolved in South America. First reported in Colombia in the 19th century. It kind of stayed put for a really long time. It's been spreading quicker and quicker lately, probably because of human intervention. So this thing spreads naturally via wind, but humans can take infected plant material on an airplane. They can take the spores on their shoes. So as commerce and trade have increased in the developing world, so have opportunities for this fungus to spread.
So,
and that's why it's become a more pressing crisis lately.
I see. Would I get sick from eating frosty pod rot chocolate? I mean, would it get that far?
It wouldn't get that far. You wouldn't get chocolate from the trees. The issue is that the farmers won't be able to grow cacao anymore once their plantation gets infected.
I see. And so what does a diseased cacao plant look like compared to a healthy plant?
If it's an immature plant, it just won't mature. If it's more mature, if the pods are already sizable, it'll just get covered in this white fungal coating and it'll die. And then all the plants around it will also die. Depending on the conditions of the area, probably the farms nearby will also get infected and they'll all start getting covered in this fungal coating and dying.
And so what's being done to combat this? In the laboratory, by governments, by industry?
By governments and industry, not enough. In the laboratory, well, also not enough. The most promising work being done is hybridizing new varieties of cacao that are disease resistant, mostly done by one scientist, Wilbert Phillips Mora, in Costa Rica, working at an institution called Cattier. He's sort of the only guy who anticipated this crisis and started working before it became an emergency. He has this collection of 1,235 cacao varieties, which is an amazing resource for just preserving the genetic diversity of this plant. Mm. And he's been identifying naturally tolerant, naturally resistant varieties, performing the painstaking task of crossing them. And now he actually has frosty pod rot resistant cacao which has actually been making a little bit of a foothold in Latin America.
Oh, interesting. So if supply is low, but demand keeps rising, seems like the perfect storm here. What does a chocolate shortage look like? And you say chocolate is worth more than people are paying for it, right?
Yeah, well, so are a lot of the things we eat. If we were willing to pay more, the farmers would have a better livelihood. A chocolate shortage would look, for consumers, like higher prices for the most part. It would be a much more pressing issue for the farmers, for the people who produce this treat that we love. You know, a little increase in price of a Hershey's bar for us might mean entire farming communities devastated somewhere in Latin America or perhaps Africa. Though Frosty Pod Art isn't in Africa yet.
Mm-hmm. So what's the future of the industry, of the cacao industry, Miles? You wrote that cacao already is not a terribly appealing form of food to producers. Seems like this is yet another reason to stay away if you're trying to farm it.
Right. Well, I hope that these hybrid varieties become disseminated. I hope that scientists like Dr. Phillips Moore gets more support. If that happens, a crisis like this can also be an opportunity to change things up, change up the way we do things. Chocolate is not a monoculture now, but it's almost. If we recognize that growing only a few varieties is putting our agriculture at risk, hopefully the farmers will adopt more varieties of cacao. We'll have more diverse varieties growing, which also means in the market we'll have more diverse flavors, more diverse price points. It's sort of like an opportunity to have what happened with craft beer happen with chocolate. And that's starting to happen a little bit in places like the U.S., where you can get a fancy chocolate bar that talks about the farm where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That probably also means the farmers are making a better living. So I hope that's what will happen.
That's all good. All good news. Miles Karp, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. And you wrote the cacao industry piece in Costa Rica for the New York Times. You all can link to that at our website, onpointradio.org. Miles Karp, thank you.
Thank you.
Continue the conversation, listeners, and get our On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. And follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio.